Good question, Victoria. That's a very good question.
What is that song?
That song is Teddy Swims.
Yeah, but there's something else going on
there. There is something else going on there, and everybody is saying the same thing. This is like one of those clickbait articles. Yeah. Everyone is saying the same thing about Teddy's... Okay, let me just find the song.
It's an old song, isn't it?
It is.
It's a Motown-y...
It's a bit older than... or younger than Motown-y. Okay.
It's
slowed down. It's Dire Straits on... What's that tablet they give you to put? Yeah, that stuff. You get a shiver in the dark. It's a rain in the park. Meantime. Oh my God, this
that's
is such a tune. Can we
tune,
just play this?
Yeah.
I love the river. You can stop and hold everything.
That's a great tune.
Yeah, Teddy Swims is ripping off. It's total Dire Straits, isn't it? So Teddy Swims doing Sultans of Ping, isn't it? Or Swing, Swing, yeah. Yes.
Hello.
Hello and welcome back.
How
everybody.
Are you?
I'm happy to be home.
You have got a bit of a suntan, in fairness to you. So you did see a little bit of sun.
Walking around in Spanish heat, we went to a place called Mallorca, if you've ever been.
It's a
gorgeous little island.
Yeah.
It's about, I don't know, 150 kilometres west of Ibiza. Yeah. I really wanted to go over to Ibiza for a look. It wasn't less. I wouldn't have came home.
Wasn't let.
Yeah. You can get little boats over there and everything.
How long did it take to get over there, I wonder?
About an hour and a half, I think. Yeah.
You should have gone.
I should have went over for a spin. You could swim it in about a day, I'd say.
I would have snuck off.
So we went to Mallorca. It was the summer holiday we didn't have.
Yes.
And also, it was like half price in October.
Oh, listen, lads.
Can I recommend to everybody, go away in October?
I know, yeah.
Like, if you can just do a little local kind of getaway during the summer here.
Is everything better?
Everything's better.
I know, I knew you were going to say that.
Because it's not busy. You can just walk into any restaurant. No problems. It's straight through Cork Airport. You're out there in a couple of hours. And you fly into a place called Palma.
Yeah.
But then you've got, like, in Mallorca, you've got the madness of Mallorca. Palma can be a bit wild. But then you got Magaluf, or Shagaluf, as they call it,
that's
up the road.
Right. We know all about that place.
Yeah. Have you been there?
No.
No.
But I know a lot of people that have.
Avoided like the plague. In fact, you'd probably pick it up there.
Yeah.
So Magaluf wouldn't be... Like, again, it depends what age you are if you want to, you know...
It's kind of 15 to 30s Magaluf, isn't it?
Under 25, the Loof. The Mag is your hangout, the Loof.
The Loof.
And if you've got a scatter of kids and you just want a kind of a family holiday, we went to a place called Calador.
Was it gorgeous?
It's stunning.
I love Spain.
Yeah, it's lovely. Bloody pricey over there.
Yeah.
It's turned into Cork.
I said that. Do you remember when I said to you when I came back from Portugal in the summer, it's basically the same cost as Cork.
I think what they've done is they've gone, these gommies are paying like $6.50 for a pint anyway. Let's just charge that.
$6.50. That's what they're used to.
Yeah, they're used to that. They won't question it.
Yeah.
So prices have gone bananas over there.
And
don't even get me started on the price of bananas. Jesus.
I know. Well, we missed you.
Well, listen, I'm thank God for you lot anyway, yourself and Steph and Colm and Katie, for stepping in for this oaf.
I tell you what, we kept her lit, didn't we?
You kept it lit. I tried not to listen, but I did a little bit here and there. Just to make sure you were still on the air.
You're allowed.
But no, you sounded great.
Thanks very much.
You did a great job. I'm very proud. It was your first... It was like cycling the bike without the stabilizer.
It was my first rodeo.
It was.
It was my first rodeo.
It wasn't your first... It was your first rodeo. Radio rodeo.
Radio rodeo.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
So, since I've been... Lennox's is gone.
Yeah.
So who is taking the crown of King Chipper now?
That's a good question.
It's too soon. It's too raw.
It's never too soon, Rory. It's never too soon. Somebody needs to... It's like when across the pond, when the Queen passed away, it was straight in with Charles. Who is and what is the King Chipper at the moment?
Barty's and Bellamy Hankett.
Barty's!
Well, Barty Kid.
All right, Barty's. Anybody else want to add to that?
I'm going to have to say Murphy's on the north side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good call.
Is that the Sloppy Foley people?
That's it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, so Lennox's has gone. Oh, but this curry sauce thing. I heard about this when I was away.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
So one man paid €51 for a tiny, like not even the big polystyrene cups.
It was just a small tub.
Small ones.
You get about four
frozen,
dips out of it.
A frozen pot.
Worth it. Totally worth it.
Of curry sauce from Lennox's.
The last tub from Lennox's will be sold on the 19th of October in the Friary's Bar. They're putting it to auction and they're giving the money to Penny Dinners.
Nice. Oh,
the
brilliant.
Very last frozen tub that's of curry. Good. Oh my God. Right. Okay.
I love it.
What else did I miss?
Yeah, you won gold at the Irish Radio Awards.
All right.
Gold for being the biggest gomi.
Oh, Ray, gomi gold! Gomi gold!
Yeah.
I love an old gomi gold.
Oh, look,
thanks.
Gomi.
Cheers, Vic. Thanks.
You're welcome.
What else did I miss?
Ireland actually won a game of football.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Against who?
Finland, yeah. Finland, the country where I want to be.
How did we get on last night?
We lost.
Lost a game of football. Vic, what else is going on?
Oh, it was Rory's 11th wedding anniversary last Friday.
It was his 11th anniversary of collecting Star Wars toys.
Yeah, well, that's a lifelong thing, really, now.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. 7 years,
you and your beautiful lady. Oh, well done, all right. Let's get some money. Oh, no. I don't want you just yet. My God, that hopped a song there, right?
Fiend and Bjor in Cork out taking photographs of the Northern Lights and me asleep in bed.
I spotted that. Everyone became a Northern Lights photographer.
They did, yeah. There was some brilliant photographs, though, coming from it. Wow.
Which is very bizarre. But you know what colour? What colour were they?
Green and red.
Oh, the green and red.
Oh, it's our year. It's our year. Anyway, listen, it's just lovely to be back again.
Yeah. Lovely to have you back.
Yes. What's your news? 0868 104 106. Morning.
Some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money. Sinead is in Grenagh. How are you, girl?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
She's just back from a sun holiday, Victoria Nichols. She was on a sun holiday as well, and you know how I feel about sun holidays.
Yeah.
Tell me, do you love them, adore them, or hate them? You just have to go because the family are going, Sinead.
No, I like going, but I'm a homebird, so I always enjoy coming home as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're speaking Casey's language here now, Sinead, anyway.
We did 2 weeks this time and it was way too long.
Way too long.
2 weeks again.
Get me home to Cork. Now, you're sitting there beside the pool. I know this sounds ridiculous to huge amounts of people, but the sitting by the pool doing nothing thing. Day one, lovely. Day two, not too bad. But like 5 days into it, I'm like, I've had enough of this arsing about.
Oh, I love it.
I need to be doing something.
Yeah, we're different people, Casey.
Different breed.
In many, many ways.
You're in Mallorca as well.
Yeah, we were in Mallorca, went to Sacoma.
Yeah, lovely. Perfect. Fly out of Cork, couple of hours, you're over there. Great spot. Highly recommend it.
Oh, it was lovely. Only 2.5 hour flight. It was very good.
That'll do the job. Well, welcome back. It's good to have you home. Good to have you back. back in the motherland. Now, let's get you 1,000 euro to pay for that holiday. Sinead, the best of luck. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What date is Halloween each year?
31st October.
What team play their home games in Thomond Park?
Munster.
What actor is in a relationship with Katy Perry?
Orlando Bloom.
Question 4. What colour is the dot in the middle of the Japanese flag?
It's red.
Question 5. How much is in the Red FM cash machine guaranteed this week?
150,000.
Is right. Question 6. What singer features in Joker 2, the movie Joker 2?
Lady Gaga.
Question 7. What fashion designer is known for the famous little black dress?
Dior.
Question number 8. Who hosted the Friends reunion in 2020? Remember when they got back together? Who hosted that reunion?
Oh my God, I know it. I love Friends. It wasn't Matt LeBlanc that did it, was it?
It wasn't. They were all sitting around. Sometimes he goes for a spin and does karaoke.
Oh, James Corden.
Question number 9. Who's older, Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks.
What athlete won 23 gold medals? Quickly. Killed by the buzzer. By the bell. Oh my God.
Oh.
There she was. She thought she had that overdraft sorted out.
Yeah,
the Mallorca overdraft was going to be sorted. Let's go back and see how you got on. October 31st is correct. Munster is correct. Orlando Bloom. Red flag. Red dot on the Japanese flag. 150k in the cash machine. Lady Gaga is correct. The designer with the little black dress, who is it?
Coco Chanel.
It is Coco Chanel, yes.
God, no.
Have you got a little black dress, Sinead?
No, not really.
I have, and I look lethal in it.
he's not joking either, lad.
Let's see. James Corden burnt up a bit of time on you. Who's older, Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks?
I'd say she's right, Tom Hanks.
It is Tom Hanks. Hanks is 68, Cruise 62. And the athlete that won 23 gold medals was Michael Phelps.
There you go.
It's a €50 voucher. Well, €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Sinead, you did brilliant. We'll have you back again, okay?
Oh, perfect. Thanks so much. Have a nice day.
Welcome home. Welcome back to the motherland.
Thank you.
See you, Sinead.
Bye.
Take care. It is 8:21 on the clock. We would like to fill up your home with home heating oil with thanks to Carrib Oil. I've got 700 quids worth of oil for you to win very, very soon with the crew at Carrib Oil. And we're giving away 200 quid a day. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. Stand by for that. And this is the breakfast show in Cork that pays out the massive money. €150,000 guaranteed on the cash machine. That's all coming up for you. It's 8:21.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Apocalypse Now. Stream The Walking Dead. Daryl Dixon. The Book of Carol. Weekly with Now.
With Simply Suits.
Do that first name again.
He sounds like
on the front of the Independent this morning. I thought the Irish football team were starting to get good again.
They are. Well, they beat Finland. They lost to Greece.
Yeah, they lost to Greece.
They beat Finland
2-0 last night. Greeks pile more misery on the boys in green. Just when we were, you thought things were taking a turn.
Things are taking a turn for the better.
I don't know.
Yeah, they are. That was only a blip, lads.
My heart bleeds for them. They play their heart out. They do their best, but we just don't have the quality of players. We just don't have them. Maybe we'll develop them over the next few years, and hopefully there's a new president of the FAI.
Yeah.
They need serious investment.
Yeah.
They need to give me a call. I'm telling you.
What, get you on the pitch, is it?
Number 9, Castlebar Celtic. I was the highest scorer for Castlebar Celtic under-13s for 1 week.
Grandad league.
With two, with two goals. More peacekeeping news. Of what's going on over in Lebanon at the moment. There's so much I have to catch up on this. Peacekeeper mission is justified more than ever is in the paper this morning. The Israeli army is accused of ignoring international law. And have you seen the amount of love for the Irish peacekeepers on TikTok?
That's right, yeah.
Irish UN peacekeepers are refusing to leave Lebanon despite pressure from Israel. They've essentially stood up to the world's most brutal and oppressive army and saying that, you know, F you, we're not leaving. Essentially using themselves as human shields. Irish people, you have... I could never ever think that is there something more that the Irish can do that could make me love them more, but he's gone ahead and did it again. Respect to my Irish brothers out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of love for them.
Well, he's right.
They've been out there for decades. They didn't just turn up a couple of weeks ago.
No, you're right, yeah.
My uncle served out there.
Oh, really?
He was out there for a couple of years. Oh. He was part of the Irish Defence Forces.
Peacekeeper mission or whatever, yeah.
And do you know, in that area in Lebanon where they all live, the Irish have been out there for so long that the locals, a pocket of the locals, have Irish accents.
I thought you were going to say eat tatoes.
well, that as well. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah.
But yeah, the locals...
Do they really? Wow.
Yeah, they've integrated so much with the locals
that
the locals are saying, yeah, fucking bollocks, yeah. And other such terms.
Yeah.
Which I think is amazing.
It's lovely, yeah, absolutely.
But on a serious note, I just hope they're all going to be okay and this horrible situation comes to an end pretty soon. And did you see Elon Musk's rocket?
Yes.
Last night?
Yes.
This stuff is incredible.
It is.
So this booster rocket, they reversed it and caught it in midair.
That's
and
right.
Landed it perfectly.
Yeah.
Human beings sat down and designed this thing and brought it back down to Earth.
Yeah.
And as you can imagine, there was 500 geeks going bananas.
We're now down to 3 Raptor engines. We can see those chuck.
Like, it's absolutely
amazing.
Astonishing what they did yesterday. And I said 500 geeks, 500 geniuses.
Yeah.
Good to be back with you. This is KC. I was away for a couple of weeks. Thank you, Victoria, and the lovely crew that took care and kept the ship afloat.
Absolutely.
And did a better job than I would have done, quite frankly. So well done, gang. Appreciate it. I was away on a sun holiday.
Yeah.
Am I
Yeah, I am.
You're still moaning.
I don't like sun holidays. There you go, I've said it. It's fallen out of my mouth. I've been going on them for years, and what I do love about them is you get to spend loads of time with the family and everything. It's the sun is the problem. Well, I'm made of turf and gravy, okay? So I'm from the wet west of Ireland, where I grew up with clouds are my default. And going away to a country where it's like 28, 29 degrees and everything is stuck to you. Everything. And you... Do you know what I mean?
You're being serious as well. You really don't like it.
100%. And my wife kills me because every time we go away, I'm a bit miserable. I want my own bed.
I tell you what, there's nothing worse than sitting on a beach next to a grumpy lump.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about my own situation there, not you. But
your husband
is
exactly the same.
He's the same, doesn't like the sun. Finds it too hot. He just spends the whole time fanning himself.
Yep.
Sitting underneath a straw hat with shades on.
Don't get me started about nighttime then.
Yeah, I know you can't
see. Sheets are stuck to your... Yeah, exactly.
we know. So you're just not a sun holiday fan?
Any other am I weirders out there who, you know, the sun holiday thing isn't your thing?
There's probably a few.
I know there's people looking at the radio now that want to punch me, and that's fine.
But don't you just love, like, getting into the sea?
That side of it is
swimming?
Nice. Yes, yeah. The little sea swim is lovely, but then you're back up.
Doesn't the sun make you feel good, Casey? Doesn't it? It gets into your bones. It makes you feel alive.
A little bit of vitamin C, isn't that what they call it?
Yeah.
By the sea.
And what about the lovely balmy evenings where you can just sit out till, you know, 11 o'clock at night?
Okay, you're starting to convince me otherwise now. Yeah. But if we could do all of that in Cork, that'd be lovely.
You just prefer it without all the heat.
It's just, I don't, you know what I mean? It's just...
I love it.
It's the hassle. It's sand up your hoo-ha. It's you know what I mean? It's sand everywhere. That's the problem. Anyone else? Yeah, hello?
I'm with Casey. I'm not a fan of sun holidays. It would be my worst nightmare. Give me the autumn and the winter, and I'd be quite happy if you could ignore the summer.
Oh, that's Aaron.
That's you, isn't it? That's you. Yeah. Well, I like the autumn and the winter as well, but I do love a nice sun holiday.
Casey, I'm like yourself. I don't like sun holidays. I really hate the heat.
Yeah.
Waking up in a bog of sweat. I once decided to go away at Christmas myself, the wife and her six-year-old son at the time. And I remember telling friends, never again spending Christmas in Ireland. I'm never going to not spend Christmas in Ireland.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be weird. Eating your dinner in 28 degrees out the back on Christmas Day.
I've never done that.
It's lost all the feels.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Chewing on a leg of turkey on Bondi Beach on Christmas. It's not Christmas.
So people do say, unless you've... don't criticise it until you've done it, because apparently when you do it, it's so different to how we usually do it that it's actually really cool, you know?
It's vitamin D, KC, someone is pulling me up on. No, they call it vitamin C, as in vitamin S-E-A. When you're beside the sea.
Okay, yeah. Robert here is saying, Casey, you want to try Lanzarote in January. It's the perfect month.
21 degrees, 22. Yeah,
you see, that's what you're looking for, early 20s.
See, this isn't really a normal holiday. Because when we go on holiday, it's Fawcett Circus. Traveling from Cork to wherever we're going.
Okay.
So it's me, my wife and our three kids. And it's my wife's sisters and all of their kids.
Yeah.
And it's the lovely mother-in-law and her amazing partner, Chris. Is it all in all, it's about 25 people.
Okay. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot. And you got to do your thing every day, and everyone's going to the same place, and we all go out every night.
That's right.
So maybe that has something to do with the stress of that.
Yeah.
But I'm genuinely not a huge fan of sun holidays, and I want to put it out there. Is there anybody else in my club? This is like the power hose thing. It's kicking off.
This is the grumpy old man club again. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's not.
You can call it what you want, but that's what it is. And I bet you Rory's going to join in with you because he's another grumpy old man.
I am a grumpy old man. I am, yeah.
Do you like sun holidays?
Yeah, I do. But okay. I'd rather go on a city break than a sun holiday.
Okay.
Go on a break where you can go and do things and visit places and see things. Sitting around by the pool all day drinking Dutch gold out of a coconut is not my idea of fun.
That's not a terrible way to spend a day, though.
It's not. One day. You just get so fed up of it. I'm sorry. I know the people are just like middle fingering the radio right now.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's sitting around in the sun.
Love it. I could do it for weeks
on
end.
I don't know. Anyway, are we opening up another club, please? 086 8104 106. I'm looking for the anti-sun holiday crew. Let's hear from you and give me your reasons why. Apart from getting sand up your hoo-ha, which is another major problem. By hoo-ha, I mean the connector of your mobile phone.
Cool. Oh, yeah, obviously, yeah.
0868104106. Yay or nay on the sun holidays? And if it's a nay, what are your reasons why?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Spain's amazing. Spanish are lovely. Lo siento, no hablo español.
Oh, very nice.
Soy Irlandés will get you out of any hole. If you say soy Irlandés, I'm Irish, it'll get you anywhere in Spain. And yes, it is a little bit cheaper over there. Not much, by the way. No, it's gone very expensive. And yes, you get lots of what you get the. You, oh my God! Do you know what it is about Spanish holidays? Yeah. You're walking down some street. It's balmy. It's 8 o'clock at night. It's still 25 degrees, and everywhere you look, they're not wearing Cork jerseys. You see the big Irish heads. Yeah. You know that thing where you see big Irish heads,
sunburned.
Yeah, and you don't even you have to wink at each other. You just know.
Yeah, the nod.
Big black pudding, bacon and cabbage heads.
Yeah. How are you?
How are you getting on?
All right, Kev.
Best time to go away, by the way, is October, because it's not quite as hot, and there's less people singing It's Coming Home. Morning, Vic. It's 7:37 in the morning. All right, stand by. We will change your life. You could bring everyone to Cork on a sun holiday with the jackpot I have for you next. Hang on.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Decky's been on to me. Ski holidays all the way, folks.
Oh, yeah. You've been skiing?
Yeah, too much sunshine.
Oh, my God.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
7:46. What's going on?
Oh, my God. You are. There's no help, is there? There's no help available.
No, absolutely not.
Right, here we go. We've got to talk about Strictly. This news was all over the media across the weekend. It's another controversy. Well, is it or isn't it? I think they've just been so burned by all of the recent bad press that they're hopping on everything. So basically,
well, that's what happens on Strictly. Everyone hops on everything, isn't
well,
it?
Yeah, you're not wrong there. In Saturday night's show, there was a little bit of a little weird kind of interaction between one of the pro dancers called Katya and her.
Read the message. No, that's the rule. That is the rule. No.
In the middle of VIPs,
stopping the music. You have to read it word for word. Oh, no editing. God. Tell me what's on the message. If you leave your message ringer on the show, you know the rules. Come on, you'd know editing. You have to read it out.
She's going to kill me.
Go on.
Okay, first of all, it isn't actually for me, so I can't really read it out. It's actually in a group WhatsApp.
You have to read it out.
No, I can't.
You have to.
No, I can't.
I'm sorry, group. If you message this lady during the show...
Okay, I'd just like to apologise.
Which one of your friends was at a P. Diddy party?
This is my school friends group.
Okay, go for it.
Not my school friends, but my son's school friends.
Yeah.
No, I can't. No. No.
What's it saying?
I just can't read it. Right.
Who are they bitching about?
Put my music back on and let me carry on with it.
Who are they bitching about?
They're not bitching about anybody, but it's none of your business. Mind your own beeswax and play my music again. Right. We're still talking about Strictly. So, Katya, who's one of the celebrity dancers, is partnered up with Welsh opera singer Wyn Evans. You know where they have that kind of that wide shot on Strictly where Claudia Winkleman's in the middle and she's talking to all of them about all of their dances and all the rest of it?
Yeah.
Well, Wyn put his arm around Katya and she moved it away because it was kind of...
Bit low.
Yeah, bit low. And then they had to apologise because obviously Strictly bosses were like, whoa, we've had so much bad press, we don't need this going to air. And this is what they said.
Hi, everyone. It's Wyn and Katya here. We just wanted to say we were just messing around in the auditorium on Saturday night and just want to say sorry. It was a silly joke.
Yeah, sorry.
Like, how awkward was that?
What did he do?
It was a silly joke. He put his arm around her and the camera was on them and she pulled his arm away.
Okay.
Which obviously looked a bit weird.
Yeah.
But then they just came out and gave that apology. We were only messing around.
Do you ever see when Keanu Reeves takes a photo with fans, especially if they're female?
Yeah.
He'll put his hand around them, but he'll keep his hand off their shoulder. So it looks like...
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he does. He never makes contact.
Doesn't he?
Absolutely not. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, listen, that's a little bit of damage limitation there, I'd say, for Strictly. Have you heard about Colleen Rooney?
She's gone into the... Colleen Kangarooney.
Colleen Kangarooney's going into the jungle. She is going to command the highest sum ever paid to a celebrity to go in.
Which is she getting a milli?
1.5 milli.
Wow.
More than Nigel Farage.
Oh, my God. For eating kangaroo ghoulies, sign me up.
Yeah. So
no 1.5,
obviously they just wanted to spill all the beans about Rebecca Vardy and all that kind of stuff.
Obviously you have to be a celebrity
to go
into
then
that.
I've got a bit more news. Can I just apologise on behalf of Vix VIPs Limited?
Okay, why?
I've got more bloody P. Diddy news.
Oh, Jesus.
It just keeps going on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We have a clip here, don't we?
This is P. Diddy talking about the birth of his first child, Justin. What do you think P. Diddy did when Justin was born? What do you think happened? Mm-hmm. I'll give you two guesses.
Mm-hmm. Justin was born, and I didn't really know what to do. He was born the night before New Year's Eve, so I just started partying from then. I used to have this house in Scarsdale that I was renting, and I had my whole neighborhood from Harlem come to my house. Because I just had my firstborn baby, you know, and I invited my whole neighborhood to my house. They trashed my house, and it was the greatest party ever. And I remember my baby mother was mad at me because I wasn't at the hospital. I told her I had the party. I had to have this party.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I can say to that is, yeah.
How many fellas out there have vanished on the sesh when your first baby arrived?
There's a fair few, I'd say.
I just went to bed for about 15 hours.
Well, you didn't go to a Diddy party anyway, that's for sure. Thank God.
No, definitely
didn't
not.
Go to one of those.
When Robin was born, went home to bed, slept for like pretty much 15 hours.
Did you?
I missed the birth of my second child.
Did you?
Thea.
Aww.
I was in the ward. Everything was going fine. Rachel said, go downstairs, get a sandwich. By the time I came back up 50 minutes later, she was holding her.
Oh my God. And just, what about Caleb?
Caleb, I got caught in traffic. Again, it was panic stations.
Casey.
I was outside the CUMH and there was roadworks. And I walked in. There he was. He'd arrived.
Aww.
The most streamed Irish artist, female artist on Spotify. Go on, Jazzy.
Brilliant.
On Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. That is giving me. It is 8:54. You're waking up to Red FM Breakfast with Casey. And there's Victoria Nichols and Cara Boyle rolling out its brand new website and mobile app. You can download it now because we're getting into that time of year, everybody. If you've got home heating oil at home, Cara Boyle will be around to your gaff in a jiffy. Three clicks and they'll get you sorted. It is an Irish-owned business, 38 service stations across the country. From Moy, Bandon, Inniscarra and Ballincollig is where you'll find them in Cork. Cara Boyle, fuel for life. I wonder, is there a business opportunity out there? In Dubai, they have these apps. You can press a button and a fella comes to your gaff and fills up your car with petrol.
Really?
You can order it like Deliveroo, like one of the like Uber Eats or whatever.
Everything's going that way, you know.
They come to your house and fill up your car.
Well, you don't need any because you've got an electric one.
Oh, that's... I forgot about that. Yeah.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just wondering, Cara Boyle, there's a little business opportunity for
Absolutely,
you there.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, ladies, good morning, Jen. How are we doing?
Morning, how's it going?
Jen, can I hear your horn, please? This is taking weird.
Yes, that.
No, that was... My God, that was the flattest horn I've ever heard. Go for it again.
I can hear an indicator. I can hear it.
Beep your horn again.
Are you joking me? Even Darren next door is shouting.
I can't hear it. Can you?
There's no horn.
You've no horn.
Hang on, I do have a horn. Hang on now.
You don't have a horn, Jen.
Are you ready again?
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Did you get it?
There's no horn.
There's no horn.
Am I the only one not hearing anything?
No, I can't hear
you
it.
You can't
either.
Hear it. Okay, Jen, for the purpose of this competition, go. Beep.
I'm going to get Dara to come down and press the horn and I'll hold the phone against the car.
Okay, maybe that's the problem. You've got a really quiet horn. Okay, so now the neighbours are involved. In the meantime, Aoife, are you there?
I'm sure I'm, Casey. My horn is ready to give it a stall this morning.
Aoife. Blast your horn there for me, Aoife. That's what I'm talking about. See that?
She's got a way better horn.
Jenny's getting annoyed about her quiet horn now. She's annoyed about Aoife's loud horn.
Jenny, give me your horn again. There's nothing there.
Jen, there's no horn.
Are you actually, seriously, are you taking the mickey out?
No, I swear to God.
We cannot hear it. Off here.
We cannot hear it.
Darren won't come down.
There's nothing.
Darren's like hiding.
Okay, you can say beep then. If you can't hear your...
Jenny, just go beep.
beep.
There you go. That's okay. Yeah, that's Jenny. Fine. We've got a real horn and a human horn. Oh, Jesus, where is this going?
Oh, my God, lads.
For a €200 voucher, here we go. €200 voucher you can spend at Carrib Oil, by the way. You can get fuel, groceries, home heating oil, chicken rolls, breakfast rolls, the whole shebang. I'm going to describe somebody who begins with the letter B. This is a music artist. What B is a music artist? Remember, you got to beep in with your horn, okay? You got to beep in. Aoife, Jen. Jen's going to do the vocal beep.
Yeah, this is the best of three questions.
Okay. What B is an artist with incredible facial hair whose songs include Slow It Down and Beautiful Things? Nobody horning in.
There's no horn.
Okay, number two. What B is the name of a huge movie with a very famous doll? Aoife. Oh, Aoife was in first.
She was, yeah, go on.
Aoife.
It's a Beethoven.
A very famous doll. It's not Beethoven. Over to Jen.
I thought it was a doll.
Come on.
I thought it was a dog.
It begins with B. It's a doll. It's a big movie. Come on.
Barbie.
Who said Barbie?
Beef.
Oh, this is an absolute mess.
Oh, lads.
Oh, my God.
So funny. So funny.
Good this morning.
We have broken horns, half horns, kind of horns, and then people just shouting all kinds of things. All right, I don't know who shouted Barbie first. This is the problem I have. So I'm going to be fair, I need to go to a third B, okay?
Yes,
all right,
here we
go. This is for the 200. This is the €200 voucher. What B is the name of a Cork town where a famous TV presenter hails from? Okay, Graham Norton is from... Aoife's in. Aoife wins! Oh, my God! The Horn of Doom.
I need my horn.
Jen, you need to get that horn seen to immediately.
I'm going to be straight on it.
Pardon the pun. Jen, lovely work. Come back again.
Brilliant.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Love you. Bye. Aoife, well done. You've got a €200 voucher from Carrib Oil.
Well done.
Thanks a million, guys.
All right.
You made my morning.
Going. You're in the draw for the big one at the end of the week. €700, by the way, you could be winning on Friday.
Well done.
My God, that was brilliant.
Thanks so much.
Take care, guys. See you soon. Bye. Bye-bye. Well done.
That's hilarious.
We'll do it again tomorrow with Carrib Oil rolling out its brand new website and mobile app. You can check it out online. Thanks, guys. Well done. Aoife picking up the €200 voucher. And again, Carrib Oil €700 voucher on Friday is going to be won. We're mad late. We're out of here. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Your next watch. Stream The Penguin, starring Colin Farrell, with a Now Entertainment membership.